This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. CIFA Radio is on location today in Pulp City Records recording studio with local musician Kim Gucci. Thanks so much for making the time to meet with me today, Kim. Your most recent album has been nominated for a Juno Award. Congratulations. Your work up to this point has been met with acclaim, but the Juno Award has been a little elusive, but things really came together on this album. You've got some heavy hitters performing with you. You recorded in different spots in Western Canada. A lot of it was recorded further to the west over in Smithers. And I'm wondering, when you were starting this journey of putting this together, finding the musicians to perform, did something feel different about this album where it just was clicking and you thought, this is going to be it. This is the one that's going to get that award?
Wow, that's a really big loaded question. Let me clear my throat for that one.
Totally.
Yes. This one has been different in the sense that since I've moved back home to Claytley-Tanay, I have been working with so many incredible musicians, producers, and just collaborators in general. And I've built this arsenal of amazing talent around me, and I've performed with so many of them in different capacities and different band formations and different festivals and events around the city and across BC and sometimes beyond. And so I knew who I loved to work with. And so many people on my journey through the festival circuit and whatnot have said to me, and there's countless of them, like, if you ever need a drummer, if you ever need a guitar player, if you ever want to work on a project, let me know. I'd love to work with you. So I took stock of all of that. And I also go where my spirit guides me. And I connect with people that I feel align with my spirit. And that's what this album is all about. It's all the people that have made me feel valued and seen and respected that I've kept in my circle. And then I called upon them to be a part of this project. And not one of them said no. And so I ended up with quite the dream team and ended up recording in studios, a couple in Prince George. We tracked everything over in Smithers at Elijah Quinn's Sonic Quinn Studios, which was brand new. It was his first major project, and then did all the final vocals and finishing touches and the mixing and the mastering over in Red Deer at Heath West's Melodious Design. And I must say that the fellow that is truly the guy that got me over the finish line is Dan Barton, who many will know as a drummer and as a music teacher over there in Red Deer. And he got a hold of me one day in about 2022, and he said, so I'm mapping out my studio sessions and my plan for the year. When are you thinking of recording? Because I got to get this in my calendar. And I was like, I have no idea. My good buddy Ray Spoon, who was instrumental in applying for this album for me, we worked together over a couple of years span trying to get some funds, and we finally nailed it with Canada Council, and was quite ill, didn't know if they were going to make it or not, stayed engaged throughout the whole process. Ray is still very much a part of this project and this process, and I'm very happy to say is doing very well. And so Dan Barton is the guy that stepped into that role, and I said, hey, you've got like project manager qualities. And he's like, yeah, you think so? So then he became my project manager, and then naturally just became my producer. He'd never produced an album before, but he knows music, and he plays with like so many bands as a hired drummer and such. So that's just what we did. And we ended up over in this beautiful studio that I had done a virtual tour of in Alberta, and brought Heath and Dan over to Smithers with a whole bunch of gear and just mashed it up with Elijah's gear, and we pumped out a 16 song album. And then it took the time to get everything dialed in, mixed, mastered, and all of those things. And it's been quite the incredible journey. I'm in awe of how it all came together. And just so you know, yesterday I finally submitted the final report. On the same day I was nominated for a Juno, I submitted the final report. So in the very last line of the questions on the final report for Canada Council, I said, and this actually is a Juno-nominated children's album. So
over at CFIR Radio, as a nonprofit radio station, we're, you know, in the grant world as well. And those final reports can be such a slog. And I can't imagine how good it would have felt to put a nice little capstone on that report saying, and by the way, clearly we did something right because we got a Juno nomination.
Yes. And see, if I would have, okay, so it's all meant to be. Things just line up beautifully, because if I had written that final report last week, I wouldn't have been able to tell them in my final report, and this is actually Juno nominated album. So I think it was all meant to be.
When I think of Juno Awards in our area, in our region, I refer to Ferris and Jason Romero as local, but you know, really they're all the way over in Horsefly. That's down south. But if we were looking a little closer to our region, Prince George Clayley today, Marcel Gagnon is a fellow Juno Award nominee, also from Clayley Nation. Who would have thought we'd have two members of the Clayton Nation being nominated for Junos? Does this feel like a landmark moment? I mean, that was roughly a decade ago.
Yeah.
How are you feeling right now?
I love that you mentioned Marcel. Marcel is somebody that I've looked up to my whole life as a music mentor. I can remember many, many years ago when my brother used to go over to his place and they would jam. Because my brother was a bit of a prodigy, you know, when he's still a great musician. But I remember him playing guitar and singing and hanging out with Marcel, and I would just tag along and I would just dream of like, wow, I wish I could play guitar and sing like that, because back then I couldn't sing very well and I couldn't play guitar at all. So it's been really great because Marcel's witnessed my career and he celebrates it with me. And yesterday he sent me a message congratulating me and telling me to bring it home. And that means a lot to me. There's a certain people in my world, you know, when I get so many accolades, so many messages, it's been absolutely wonderful. Emails, phone calls, text messages, all of those things. There's certain people that when they say it to me, it's like, that means a lot.
Yeah.
And there are people that have been there for me and witnessed and mentored me. Yeah, it's super special.
If you were to say something to maybe a younger person who has these aspirations, what would have helped you when you were earlier on your journey?
I'm going to spin that a little bit. I don't think I ever would have believed them.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I really feel like for young people especially, it's not so much. I think, like, I'm inspired by people, and I know that right now, because of the work that I do in the schools and the connection that I have to the school district in Prince George is pretty incredible, but it's because of people that believe in me, that bring me in and become a part of that journey. So I think that extending yourself beyond your comfort level sometimes, creating and building those relationships, I think is what's going to get you to the next level. You cannot sit in your room and be proficient at anything and be discovered unless you put yourself out there. So it's often being out of your comfort zone, taking that chance, and then surround yourself with people that believe in you. They call them balcony people, you know, and I have a lot of them. Like, I feel so absolutely blessed with the people in my life, my family, my friends, and the people that have believed in me through all of these years. People will say, oh, you're amazing, and something in me is saying like, yeah, really, I'm not that great. And so that's just me and where I come from. And there's a lot of old tapes that run around in my head. Even imposter syndrome is very real with me, especially in this season when I'm not touring and I'm not on the stage and I'm not connecting with audiences and I'm at home and my fingernails are long and I have no calluses because I'm not playing my guitar. And I'm like, who am I really? But then I get nominated for a Juno in the middle of winter that just breathed a new life in me to say, yeah, that's who I am. I did this. I did this with a lot of help. Yeah. And I did this with a lot of collaboration with a lot of people that I really care about. I am over the moon, excited and happy and so grateful.
You touched on your confidence, and I'm glad you did that, because I feel as though a lot of people in the world are striving to get to a place where they are finally confident. Like it's a plateau. You climb up that hill and then you make it. Then you are a confident person and you can finally then pursue the things you've always wanted to do and realize your dreams. It doesn't sound like it really works like that though, does it?
Maybe for some people. I don't even know. I don't want to talk about other people. I can only talk about myself, and I can only talk about the fact that I know my journey, and I'm sitting here pretty blown away that I can now say in my bio, Kim Gucci, Juno nominee. Maybe, we don't know. We'll find out on March 30th at the Junos. Maybe. But you know what? I feel like I've already won.
Within yourself, where do you dig to bring up the confidence to try and try again when things aren't working out?
I think I go to that little girl, the one that when I was a kid didn't have the person. Like, I strive to be the person that I didn't have when I was a kid. And then I take that and I apply that to the way I have a relationship with my children, the way I have a relationship with any youth. I've done a lot of work with high-risk youth, and even within my own family with my nieces and my nephews, I want to be that person that they can phone and call on. And so I go to that little inner me, that who would I have been if I didn't have this happen to me and this happen to me and this happen to me? And that's where I draw from.
Yeah, thanks for that. Whether you walk away from this experience award in hand or not, what do you feel is the intent or the message of this project? What do you want people to take away when they experience this album?
There's a song on there for everybody. In the subject line of the purpose of this grant with Canada Council, it says, Kim Gucci will research, write, and record an album in her ancestral languages, a children's album. And I always knew the audience was going to be children. But really, when you look at that, it's for the child in all of us. Because so many of us had our childhoods taken away for whatever reason. And there's so many deliberate messages and almost very playful, very joyful songs. There's lullabies, there's action songs, there's songs that honor language, of course, but there's also a song that honors the 215 children's graves that were found at Tecumseh to Suquamish and that are continuing to be found across this country. I left that song on the album because we need to keep talking about it. And there's songs that include my grandmother's voice. There's songs that have my mother's heartbeat. There's my grandchildren's laughter. So I really pulled from every aspect of who I am and wanted to convey messages where people can connect regardless of how old they were. You can still have fun. You know, so we all have a child in us. And yes, it says a children's album, but it's a children's album for everybody.
Again, congratulations. And we really look forward to tuning into the Junos March 30th and hopefully seeing you put your hands around that Juno and lifting it up. Can't wait for the day.
Yay! I'm so excited. That's actually not very far away. We've already got our accommodations booked and there's all kinds of things. And I'll be playing at, they call it Junior Junos, where they have all of the nominees for the children's album come in and we play three songs each to a room full of kids.
That's incredible.
So I'm like, cool. What a treat. I'm like, yeah. And Raffi, walk off the earth.
Get out of town.
They're going to be there.
No way.
Yeah.
What about Fred Penner? It's nothing without Fred Penner.
No, Fred's not going to be there.
Well, it's forgettable.
I'll see Fred some other time.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.